cloudy and love line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. Wow, look who's graced us with his appearance tonight. Whoa, to what do we owe this honor, Mr. Pinsky?
My goodness.
Dr. Drew, everybody in the hizzy. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, still bortified.
Bortified.
Still
bortified,
certified.
Bortified.
He's bortified, he's certified, and he's addictionified. All right, what's going on? What do you need there, Drew?
Need that.
Wow, Drew, all the prep time you give yourself.
No.
Drew, what were you doing?
Trying to be like Corolla.
You're caught up playing those video games?
Absolutely.
What were you playing?
I don't know what it's called.
Let me say this about life.
Yeah.
Here's basically life in a nutshell.
I'm listening.
You spend your entire childhood just dying. Like, here's how I spent the ages 11 to 19, standing by a pinball machine in a 7-Eleven, watching a guy play it. And saying, could I take this ball? Could I just have one ball?
Did you also play one ball? Can I eat some of that?
Bumming stuff. But just stand. Just one ball. Could I play one ball? Could I have one? You got 16 games on there. You just matched. One ball. Okay, that's how you spend the beginning part of your life. Second part of my life has been living amongst free video games and walking right
and
past
don't want
them.
Yeah, it's not one of them. Yeah. That is
that's quintessential.
Yeah, it's human. It's human behavior, right?
Yes.
Somebody else wants it, I want it. If somebody else is interested, I'm not.
Let me explain something. Over at Kimmel's place, where the writers' meeting downstairs, in the same room we're in, which is in the green room, there are 25 video games, top notch.
Pool table.
Walk right past them. Yeah. Run past them every day. And here I have two jobs. They're both filled with free video games. I've not played 10 seconds of one of them.
Nice.
Because they're free. I got to get back to that 7-Eleven in North Hollywood and just stand there by Chris Maslow going, can I play one ball? Can I play one ball?
Did he ever let you play?
Can I bite of that? Can I play one ball? Can
Do
I
you bite? Want that drink? With that
can
drink?
I bite it? How about I play half a ball and just take a small bite out of that soft taco?
God.
How's that? You going to eat
Did
that?
Did he ever let you
gonna
play?
You going to eat that? No.
No.
You know what you get a lot of? See with your eyes, not with your hands. You get a lot of that when all the kids had those little electronic football games.
Yeah.
And they were sitting in junior high.
Yeah.
They bring them to school.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, they talk about bringing stuff to school like, hey, no gang colors and no, you know, girls shouldn't be wearing the tube tops and, you know, don't bring any weapons to school and all that. How about just bringing crap that other kids don't have that freaks them out? Really lets you know how poor and miserable your life is. You know, there's nothing worse than some kid who was sitting there. The thing, it was like the first video game ever. The first portable video game was that electronic football. And it must have cost 28, 30 bucks back in the day. And that was basically 125 bucks. And only the kids that had a few bucks had those games.
Of course.
And they would just sit there during lunch and nutrition. And everyone else would just sit there staring at them. Just one. Could I touch it? Could I just touch that? Could I touch it?
Can
No.
Didn't Ray walk up and just take it?
Can I see that? See with your eyes, not your hands. Oh, yeah. And then that same kid would be the first kid to get the moped when he was 14 and a half.
Wow.
Hey, could I try the moped? No. Hey, could I just see it? No. How about I just sit on it? It's not even running. No. Can't. Dad said no. It's like, you shouldn't be able to bring that crap.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't know what. I don't want to.
Who are these kids? Didn't know North Hollywood created that crop.
That was there was a handful of kids from the hills
Living
and a couple
hill.
Of bucks, and they brought their stuff in.
Wow.
Just sit there.
See with your eyes.
Yeah. All right. Let's move forward, Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, by the way.
Yeah.
That game you're playing, it's called Centipede.
Okay. And I see. And the reason I was playing it is to try to wipe you off the screen.
Yeah, your high score is very elusive, my friend.
No, but I've gotten you now off the screen completely.
You're a dick. Am I allowed to say that?
And yes. Anderson is on... Yes. Anderson's got the high score?
No, he has some of them, and I was taking them off.
I thought they weren't letting Anderson in the building.
Yeah, they let him in.
Wow.
They thought he was just some kid playing.
It was funny, because I'm like, who is this Dre character that keeps showing up every day I go in there? You're high
Dr. Dre. All right. We did, later on in life, we did have a centipede game in my kitchen of my first apartment in North Hollywood that my buddy the Wheeze commandeered, and you had to pay to play it. And then once every about 4 months, we'd open up the change bucket, and there'd be like 86 bucks worth of quarters in there. And we would go out and buy weed and food and go see movies.
Oh,
and ironically, go to video arcades. We were 20, 22, 23.
Money,
yeah. Warren?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, you guys, great show. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else on the radio.
Thanks.
Yeah, Frank Anchor.
No, he means there's actually nothing on the radio where he lives.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, hey, wait a minute. You brought up Frank Anchors. I forgot about that. Tonight, 10:30, Comedy Central, everybody.
Yeah, great show. And,
thank you.
Dr. Drew, I'm planning on going out and getting your book as soon as I can scrounge up some cash.
It's coming out in paperback. It's going to be less expensive to come out. I'm feeling guilty about it. It's going to come out in paperback in the fall.
How much is it now?
It's like $18 or something.
Nah, come on, buddy.
Maybe you're a million.
Yeah, literally. What's up, Warren?
One thing before I get my question. Adam, I saw something you might like. It was at I started school. It's like a little handout someone put up on the wall. It said, smokers only inhale 10% of the smoke. The other 90% becomes secondhand.
Right. Sure. Yeah. No.
Therefore, of every cigarette you smoke, 9 times what the guy actually hit in the other cigarette.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Secondhand smoke, first rate killer. Drew, you see thousands of patients
every day.
Come through every,
day.
Every day. World, it's greatest killer. All right. What's up there, Warren?
Okay. My question is for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, you made reference to a study that had said that uncircumcised guys were more likely to contract certain STDs.
Right.
And,
yeah. You're more susceptible to secondhand smoke, too.
I just was wondering if there were, I want some more information about that, because I am uncircumcised, and whether there had been any more research about that.
That's no big deal. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Shocking. Couldn't you hear it in his voice?
Yes.
Because Warren is 17, and we'll talk to 13-year-olds. It'll be like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Pretty bummed out. Got a blowout on my big wheel today. Watching a little Nick at Night. Watching a little SpongeBob. Nailing this chick in the fourth grade. She's pretty hot. She's mulatto.
Nice.
Getting the teacher too. You know the guy I'm talking. Drew, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the specific article he wants. But
were you looking for 10 minutes before that?
Well, I got this one. I thought that would be enough.
Oh, you read the screen.
Yeah.
Drew, how many times have I warned you about reading the screen?
Here it is. Okay, ready.
Warren. Yeah, Warren was ready 20 minutes ago.
The article is from the April 11th, 2002 New England Journal of Medicine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can look it up there. I'm sure you can get it probably on the web, and that'll sort of send you around to other stuff, too.
Look,
but there's pretty good evidence that it's a good idea.
Well, hold on a second. Drew has 9 boys, and he got them all circumcised twice. So he's very pro-circumcision. The reality is Drew likes to make the point, which is, there's no cases of penile cancer amongst people that are circumcised, and there's almost none amongst those who aren't. It's marginal. It's up. Look, Warren over here is a virgin.
Yeah.
He's got bigger fish
important.
To fry
yes,
than his prepuce. He ain't going to get any diseases because he's never dipped his wick in any
wax. His thing is he's convinced the prepuce is cursing him.
No, but
you know
what Warren is like with the venereal diseases. He's like the guy who goes out, gets the Ferrari jacket, gets the Ferrari keychain. Meanwhile, he makes $28,000 a year. It's like
right.
It cleans out the garage, makes a space for it, talks a lot about it. You ain't getting one.
Let me just quote something from this article. If we assume that 25% of men around the world are circumcised, then the general adoption of circumcision might lead to a further reduction in the incidence of cancer of the cervix of 23 to 43%. Circumcision also tends to reduce the risk of penile cancer, HIV, and perhaps other urogenital infections. The practice should be considered public health benefits. What
about the fact that most of these countries where they don't circumcise are just filthy backward dumps where disease runs wild in the streets?
There you go. Except for that.
But still. All right. Mercedes?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
You Mexican?
No.
But Porsche. You know, I've known a few Porsche chicks and a few Mercedes.
Porsche,
and Mercedes.
Porsche is a little different.
Both Mexican.
P-O-R-T-I-A, Porsche.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how they spell it?
Merchant of Venice. She was the...
Ventus?
Venice, I beg your pardon.
All right. See, you mispronounce things yourself, Hotshot. Portia was in The Merchant of Venice.
She's a famous Shakespeare character.
Yeah. Listen, I wasn't fagging off with my thespian buddies doing Pippin in high school. I was on the football team.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mercedes.
I was doing both.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes at the same time.
Let's see. Me and my boyfriend broke up about a month ago. We were together for about 5 months. And recently I've been kind of wanting to get involved with somebody else. But I've been kind of having second thoughts. Like, I'm not sure if I'm doing it to just try and get over him.
She
or
lives in a haunted house?
Yep. Was that the door?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. I go ahead and put a little WD-40 on that hinge.
Let's hear that again.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's novelty squeak.
Yeah. Wow, wow. It's like a violin screeching.
Yeah.
Is that the door to your room?
Yes.
People are like animals. Hold on a second. That would drive an iguana crazy.
Yes, yes, it would.
You know what I mean?
It should, anyway.
A turtle. That would drive a turtle crazy.
Yes.
Things with almost no brain, just barely a spine, that would drive insane.
A Sahelanthropus. A jellyfish would go.
Yes.
On.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that that kind of stuff, and just that's been going on for 16 years.
By the way, I drove past your house today.
Looking good.
Castle.
Thank you.
Parapet.
Mercedes?
Yes.
All right, let's get a little oil on that hinge.
Okay.
Now, what's going on? You're interested in a guy?
Not really.
No, she just broke up, thinking about dating other guys, but not really. I don't understand. You're broken up, so it's
what's
time
the
to,
question?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to... I'm not sure if I'm looking for someone else to try and make myself get over him faster.
How long ago did you break up?
About a month.
Let's get back to the hinge. I want you to open the door back and forth real fast, like five times. You ready?
Okay.
Go over there. It's more exciting than the question. Go.
Sounds like a dentist drill, right?
I know.
Right. It's like getting into your. It's
great.
Like going into your head.
It's a nice early warning system. You know, stepdad can't come lurking into the room at 4 a.m. drunk to get a handful of sis. You know, it's like. Jesus Christ. Okay, she broke up with the guy.
It's been a month. She's feeling ambivalent. That's fine.
It's fine.
Go ahead and have a social life. You're allowed. You're worth it. It's fine. We release you.
Yes.
Don't think that by being... Here's the ultimate. Only thing you can do is take care of yourself. And if this guy sees that and becomes jealous and wants to have you back for some reason, well, whatever. Yeah. But if you sit and brood about him, he ain't coming back.
Yeah, and don't... Here's what everyone needs to do. Stop questioning yourself so much about a lot of things, and then start questioning yourself a little more about other things.
Yeah.
Just want to shift it. You know what I mean? People pick on themselves too much for certain things, and then for other things, they ask
no
questions.
Yeah.
Brandon?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes, sir.
You're virgin?
No, but kind of, I guess you call it born again.
Oh, born again.
Re-virgin.
Re-virgin.
I was wondering, because it says he's a firefighter.
Yeah.
No firefighter virgins.
Yeah, they don't let you into the academy unless you've gotten your hose wet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying,
Drew? Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so you had some fun, and now you found Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now you're a virgin again.
Yeah, well...
All right. That's good. I'm going to do that.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to make that move.
Yeah.
So what's up, Brandon?
Fire station, you know, it's the last place to be a born-again virgin, so you live with a bunch of other guys, and... So recently I started having kind of like a discharge when you go to the bathroom in the morning. And it kind of looks like you're, you know, kind of like an ejaculation or something.
Hey. Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a while since I've seen one of those. So
you don't masturbate either?
If I mess up, but it's been a couple months since I messed up, so.
Yeah.
What?
A couple months. By the way, who'd...
Well, that's just it's just pouring and coming out of you now. It's you'll have night emissions.
Yeah,
you can leak. It's just that's you. You're not taking care of yourself.
One,
are you serious?
One good turn down that pole and
pow,
yeah, pow. You know how it drags. You know it drags, bro.
Well, you'll have nocturnal emissions, and if you have them in the early morning, then when you first urinate, you'll get stuff out. And then some people just sort of overflow. They sort of stuff kind of comes out.
Yeah, that's true. He's a man of supreme passion.
Oh, there's a good. I did a CNN thing today. A great study came out showing. You're gonna love this. Look, functional MRI scans on men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they take women, they show them pictures of people having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Lights up in very similar patterns. Both report arousal, except one difference. Men, the amygdala, which is sort of the novelty monitoring center, mm-hmm. lights up like a, you know, like a starburst.
What do you mean the novelty monitoring?
It's sort of the area it monitors for appetites, it monitors for drive, it monitors for novelty, mm-hmm. and it throws the information back to the hypothalamus and triggers basically hunger. Mm-hmm. So you see the image, it goes novel, unique, I like it, trigger the sexual drive centers. So mm-hmm. when you visualize something, you get the activation of a hunger.
Right.
And it's also it's monitoring for novelty and difference, so it's also taking into account parts of the body, you know, parts of women, their face or this or that. And
right. So women are excited by the sex, but the guys are sort of drawn to it in a visceral way.
Visceral hunger. They actually have an appetite response.
Yeah.
Women, no such thing.
So would you say let's just stick with food for a second. Might it be the difference between looking at a picture of food in a gourmet magazine and then having the plate slide and the smells and the
else.
Heat?
And you're hungry.
And you've picked up a fork
yes.
kind of thing?
And,
I mean,
and you were hungry to begin there? With and just activates.
Right.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game on.
Women don't have that.
True. An incredible appetite. a Dom DeLuise-size appetite and a passionate. Passionate man, and he will strap on that lobster bib of love and absolutely go to town.
What is on the front
of the hometown buffet? Yeah.
The what's interesting also is people go, oh, well, you know, you can never tell whether that's a learned behavior that men learn to look visually.
Learn.
Guess what? Male rodents, same thing.
Well, they learned it from
well,
the internet.
It's the rodent social life.
Here's all you need to know. Here's who does the raping. Men. Men rape. Women don't. And think about it. And everyone...
No. Violent crime.
That's an act of violence.
Not a sexual. How dare you?
Listen,
how dare you?
Understand this. Rape is not a sexual crime. It is an act of violence. Violent crime, except for you come. Other than that, it is no different than armed robbery, if you came, or pistol whipping an elderly woman and stealing her handbag and running, if you came, vehicular manslaughter, if, again, you have an ejaculation.
It's the same thing.
It's a violent crime. It's not an act of sex. It's not a sexual crime.
Oh, how dare you.
But you do come. But it's no different than... It's no different than any other violent crime, is what I'm saying.
Of course,
any stabbing where you come, any shooting when you come, any bludgeoning where there's a semen emission, it's no different than any of those except for you orgasm. Listen, of course, guy, we invented rape. Chicks would be raping. That's that part of your brain that you're saying that hunger part.
Yeah,
that's the rape part.
Yes, that's the guy will kill you for food if you were hungry too.
Yeah.
Same guy.
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but let's just call it what it is. And by the way, instead of sort of running from the information, why don't we share it? So your teenage girl, when she goes out on a date with
a guy and he has a couple of beers
and says, well, look, I'm only going to go to third base with the guy and then I'm going to stop.
No.
Let this guy know that when you're parked in his El Camino up by the lake, and you flip that switch on him, you might not be able to shut that switch off.
Yes. That's it, period.
Yeah, let's stop pretending.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right. Violent crime, right? Not an act of sex. But you come. You do come, yes. Sarah?
Yes.
Ooh. 21?
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was sexually assaulted by my supervisor. I'm in the military. And,
no, that's not a sexual assault. It was a violent assault.
Not exactly. He wasn't really violent with me, but...
Sex is violence. It's the same thing.
When men do it.
Yeah, when you go home and have intercourse, right?
That's violent. Same thing. I get confused.
All right, so he sexually assaulted you.
And... I'm wondering if maybe it was my fault, because at one point in time, I was just thinking, you know, if I just go through with it and get it over with, you know, that would be better.
No, it's not your fault. But we heard your voice.
Yeah,
were you sexually abused or victimized?
Oh, yes. What happened?
Before this.
I've got lots of stories I could tell you guys.
Yeah. Sexual abuse or physical?
Well, when I was 5 years old, I was sexually assaulted by my neighbor.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's what this is.
Once you become a victim and learn that freeze response, somehow perpetrators know that about you, and they just keep at you until you freeze, and then they take advantage.
All right. So did you report this guy?
I did, and it didn't really get resolved too well. I mean, he got in some trouble, but 2 or 3 months later, it was pretty much all blown over, and I pretty much got the blame for it because I'm the lower ranking of the two.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Let me say
a couple things. Yeah. First off, again, not a real popular or PC attitude here, but, you know, we've talked about this a little bit with, like, the Kobe Bryant case.
Mm-hmm.
And the gal who's seems like she's got a little history of partying, a little depression, suicide attempt, multiple partners, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my point.
Trauma survivor.
We talk about this all the time. A trauma survivor, everything is perceived as trauma.
Yeah.
They freeze. Yeah. They freeze up oftentimes. Yep. And so the guy who is essentially goes from aggressive male to rapist, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know he's done that. Yeah.
Oftentimes. Yeah. I'm not saying there's no rapists out there. It happens all the time. I'm saying in a case, when you get these cases like this case and possibly the Kobe case, mm-hmm. at least in our sort of professional experience without looking at any of the evidence, that's what it's starting to feel like. It's like, is it rape? Is it just a sexual encounter? Well, it's both.
Yeah.
It depends who you ask.
Right. That's right. It's experienced as.
Every right. encounter gets yes. experienced as, yeah. and it gets experienced as the next day. We didn't talk about this too much. Remember when Jeff Probst came on here from Survivor?
Yeah.
And he was saying to us, maybe on the air or off the air, episode 6. Wow, it's real heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what happened in episode 6 is one of the gals, I can't remember which one, she left. Susan. Thanks, Anderson.
Susan, the one from the first season?
Susan the trucker left.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, is she was, Richard Hatch got naked.
Yeah.
As he always does. And Richard Hatch was, they were doing this obstacle course along these balance beams and stuff like that. And at a certain point, if you took the right path, you would run into your foe in the middle of this balance beam and have to have a little old Sherwood Forest type joust to see who
right.
threw who into the water.
Right.
All right. She hates Richard Hatch. Hatch and her have been going at it. She lands on a platform and sees Hatch on the other side of her balance beam and starts taunting him, starts yelling at him. Come on, bring it on. Now, he's naked.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it on. I'll take you on. And Hatch sort of blows her off. And whatever happens, Hatch ends up running across without a confrontation. When he gets to the pad that she's on, and it's a small area, her and two other women are on. He is now, because she's taunting her, he's naked. He's sort of rubbing his ass against her and saying, hey, you wanted something? And she's like, get away from me, you pig. And she goes running the other. She's completing the game.
Yeah.
Well, that night that she gets back and she was like, I was violated.
Oh, yeah.
I was assaulted.
Yeah.
I was attacked. That was an
yeah.
attack. That was yeah. raped. I was violated.
Yeah.
That was a sexual assault. Then the next day,
then
depression,
yeah.
tears,
oh,
and
yeah.
then anger, and then rage.
Oh, well, so she was an abuse survivor.
And I was just watching that, and I was going,
well,
all right,
go.
She was abused.
Yeah.
She was sexually abused or
yeah.
physically abused in her past. And that's why the thing that went from, it didn't seem like anything. She was taunting him and laughing. He came running over and sort of started. He was inappropriate,
yeah.
don't get me wrong, but he's a big, fat, naked homo who she's screaming at on the other side of the log and taunting verbally. Anderson, back me up here. And he ran across and started screwing with her a little.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was that. She went into a rage. She went into a depression, started crying, started cussing Jeff Probst out, screaming. She was violated, was suing, and left the island. And I was just sitting there with my wife, and everyone's going, what is what? She
what
was laughing.
Happened?
And
yeah.
I was saying, she was abused.
Yeah,
she was
period,
abused.
Period.
And now, think about Kobe's friend.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I deal with this stuff every day.
All right.
Yeah, so. It's why you know, with people like me, I don't ever go in a room with somebody alone. I always have witnesses. We always document
right.
everything.
We always have Chris the engineer here.
That's right. I won't be with you. Are you kidding?
Right. It's almost like being alone. Almost. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll get back with Sarah and the military thing, and we'll figure that out, okay. And we'll get all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Did we hang up?
No,
did
she,
Brian
we
hang
lost
up? She hung up?
Yeah. Oh. Our buddy from Arkansas.
All right. Well, we did a lot of talking. Okay. Here's the thing. I think we sort of touched on it.
Yeah, with her. Is that she is perceiving a lot of things as abuse. She also will attract abusers. So it's hard to tell what happened to her.
Right.
It's not because she is an inferior position, although she feels powerless all the time, I'm sure.
In the Army.
The fact is, the superior officer is the one that's actually scrutinized much more seriously than an under office.
You'd like to think so.
No, they are. They're very... In any situation,
yes.
That doesn't mean that they all behave themselves, but they're
right.
Scrutinized.
Right. And here's the thing. Guys will, as we talked about, the part that wants to polish off a 6-foot sub. Let me tell you how guys are. Guy could have a 6-foot sub. 6-foot sub just sitting and not even be that hungry, and when someone else walks up, he shields the sub from the other guy. Hey, this is mine.
Mine, yeah.
I'll be eating this. Yeah. Geez, it's 100 degrees out. The mayo's probably going to go bad in the next 3 hours. Yeah, doesn't matter. I'm standing. I'm going to hump it, and I'm done. That's how guys are. So I'm just
that's
saying.
Another violent crime.
Yeah, you guys will. You flip that switch, guys are going to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this was a great guy. On the other hand, I know she didn't scream.
Yeah, or nor, yeah.
And in his mind, he was probably, come on, baby, come on.
Well, he's nice.
And that's her past.
Yeah.
All right, therapy. Let's talk to Mariana.
Hello.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I just have a question. I feel like my water broke earlier, but I'm not pregnant.
What do you mean earlier?
Earlier this evening, I got out of the shower and I was getting ready for class and stuff, and I just, like, I don't know why, I got into my room and all of a sudden I felt water just, like, gushing out of me, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, I checked, it didn't smell, it didn't have any color, it just kind of flew out of me, and it was a good amount, too.
And it, so. And it was not urine?
It wasn't urine, no.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I know. I asked my mom, and she's like, it didn't smell. I'm like, no. She's like, no color. I'm like, no. She's like, oh, it's nothing.
Mom,
don't worry.
Thank you, Christ. Mom. Thank you. Oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever had a conversation about my dad about anything between my knees and my shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Even if my upper back is sore, I won't tell him.
We're very sexually open here, so that doesn't surprise her at all.
All right. That's good and creepy. And let me tell you something. This is a two-way street. I don't want my kid coming to me either and talking about... hey, Dad, got the bejesus banged out of me by my boyfriend last night. Now there's some chafing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not into Drew. You don't want
Lord
that to change
Lord have mercy. I'm trying to think, Mary, what that could be. I mean, sometimes there are glands that can rupture, Bartholin's glands, you know, cysts and things that can
What about
can blow.
Water that, could water have been stored up there? I mean, could you have taken a hot tub or something and 4 hours later, some little
no,
pocket
I
water,
don't.
Nothing?
Take baths or anything. That sounds,
I'm expecting
showers,
somebody to call up and go, I'm surprised you for not having thought of this. And I'm not, it's
like
not occurring
call,
to me.
Our people listen to this
yeah,
show?
Like once in a while.
The tards with the fourth grade education? They're working on the third shift on at factory jobs? Well, are you kidding me? Mariana?
Yeah.
All right. I know it probably seemed like a lot of liquid came out.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, the smartest thing I ever did was doing my coffee spill test on Loveline, the TV show.
Yeah, that was pretty smart.
By the way, Crank Yankers on
right
Comedy
now.
Central night. Yeah, 10:30. People used to call the show all the time when we used to do a TV show, and they'd be like, oh, man, my girlfriend, she came and just a ton came out. Or the girl would call and say it's embarrassing, a ton. And you'd be like, how much comes out?
Oh, it's like a quart yeah.
2 quarts, you know?
Yeah.
And I took my coffee mug, which was filled pretty much to the top, maybe about a quarter inch from the top, I sloshed it. And it made a mess. I mean, it just
But you barely could tell that any fluid had been lost out of the cup.
That was the point. Yeah. I sloshed it on the coffee table. The camera could see that it looked like it made a mess. It was
like,
a disaster.
Like a court. Yeah,
and it went down about an eighth of an inch on this smallish coffee cup. So it doesn't take much liquid to seem like a lot of liquid came out.
That's right.
Although we're still not telling her what it is.
All I can figure is a gland that maybe a cyst that's ruptured.
Should she see somebody?
Yeah, because we can't explain it. Sure, you weren't pregnant, so there you go.
All right. Cheated on wives. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes, sir.
You cheated on two wives?
Oh, I've been... yeah.
And each girlfriend you've had?
Look, I've since I was 18, I've had a problem, at least since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I mean, because the last girl I was with, I wasn't married to her, obviously. But not to you, but I wasn't married to her. And I cared about her. And
that's nice.
I still did the same thing.
Yeah. Now, when you say
and
cheating...
Believe it or not, I did with one of my ex-wives.
You cheated with an ex-wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what's
and
in it
it's
for
kinda,
you?
I mean, it's kind of... It's almost embarrassing, really, but it's like... I don't understand what the problem is.
All right.
Why you have to keep doing this? Is that the question?
You're playing the okie dokie. Yeah, I know Tennessee.
Do you?
That's not me. That's Anderson.
Yeah.
Do you have any other compulsions?
I don't know. There's quite a few, really. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's like that's really the main one. I don't know what. I mean,
Hey, Michael. I didn't ask what the main one is. I said, do you have any others?
Well,
so the answer is yes.
Yes, what? Whatever's
yes.
Other ones?
I mean, I'm the dude that sits around and watches the porno and jerks off, you know what I mean? But
is that a problem?
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare me? I mean, that's not a problem, I don't think.
He's
I think
attacking
the problem
my
is
people.
The fact that I can't be committed to someone. That's what I think the problem
Okay,
is.
So you're not, all right, hang on. You're not having sexual compulsion around masturbation, right?
No, I mean, that's no,
okay.
That's
are you having,
problem.
You said you have other compulsions. What are they? Adam's going to hang up. He's got his finger on the button.
No,
I mean, that's really it. I mean, yeah.
So you're not bad. You're not an alcohol. You don't have alcohol and drug problems.
Not a drug problem. No.
He drinks.
Yeah, a little bit. Not
you a Mormon?
All right. I don't know. I just handball against it.
Yeah, Michael. The one problem I got to tell you is you're elusive.
Well,
you're manipulative. It's like, do you have a problem with drugs or alcohol?
Not drugs.
Listen, just, do you have a problem? Yes, I have a problem with drugs or alcohol. The answer is yes,
listen,
I do. I have a problem with alcohol.
The guys who cheat all have the same thing. They have a rap, a sort of retarded rap that works on stupid chicks.
Well, they're sort of too common,
And they're a little sociopathic.
Right.
The reason chicks don't trust guys are guys like AJ. First off, they call themselves
Michael. Michael.
I mean, guys like Michael. Everything is sort of... They're a little slicker than they need to be. They're a little elusive. And they end up, you don't feel like you're talking to a human being.
Well, that is what sociopathy is. But he's either has a little dose of sociopath, in which case people are just objects. And they really don't, you can't connect with them. In fact, you're fearful of connecting with them possibly. Or there's sort of a narcissism here where it's, again, you feel empty. You feel like can't connect. You just. Won't and so you just avoid it by and some sort of avoidance, like you said, of intimacy. You know, these are things
Oh, look, here's the deal. You're 26.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have been married twice before 26.
Should have been.
Shouldn't have been.
Should not have been. That's correct.
Shouldn't have been married twice before the age of 26. You don't like what you're doing. Stop. Feel free. You know, I think what people do too easily is they just announce, "Hey, this is what I do.
Yeah, no.
I'm this guy. Hey, I cheat." Hey, I can't stop myself from whatever. Yeah, you can. Just don't do it.
Well,
And if you can't, then you got to get some help.
That's
Either
right.
way, the ball's in your court.
Right. That's right. You may not be responsible for what you're doing, but you're responsible for dealing with it.
Well, one thing you can do is not have any kids and not get married until he gets this out of the system. And then if once you have some casual affairs, so be it.
I bet you. You know, I bet you Michael is physically abused.
No.
Yeah.
He'll never get it out of him.
Ask
it. It's like talking to a used car salesman. How many miles is this car having? She's a runner! Michael?
Yeah.
Any physical abuse in your past?
I am a used car salesman.
Shocking.
No.
So no one ever struck you growing up?
What? Yeah. I mean, I had a problem with my stepmother.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And see, that's kind of something that I wonder about, because she and I didn't get along. My dad married her when I was about 8 years old.
Where was your mom?
I didn't know her.
All right, so mom abandons.
Yeah.
Stepmother's physically abusive.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for trouble.
I mean, yeah,
that, how can you trust anybody? How you connect?
Yes, issues.
Of course you're going to. Women are going to have all sorts of biblical feelings about women.
He didn't say she was physically abusive.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He said he had problems with her.
I said, did she strike you? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, when I was 14, she struck me, and we kind of got into a big fisticuff, struck her back, busted her eye open. She busted me open, and that was kind of the beginning of the end to that.
Was she hitting you before then?
Yeah, she struck me several times, and I told her not to do it because I didn't appreciate being struck in the face.
Yeah, oh, you don't? Oh, really? Because I enjoy it. You know what my punch is? I like a combo. I like I like to be set up with a jab,
yeah,
and then overhand right.
So
I like to be finished off. I like the idea that she's duking it out with a stepmom, and he busts her up, but she comes back. She couldn't answer the bell round 8, though. She had a cut. They stopped it. They called a technical draw. All right. Here's the deal. Little therapy, huh, buddy?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit of therapy? Yeah. Used car salesman, though. What a shocker. Really? AJ?
Yep.
You're in the work release program?
Yes, I am, Adam.
All right, buddy. Hold on a second.
All right.
All right. What does that work release mean exactly? You're in the joint for a while?
Well, not the joint per se. It's a dormitory. It's like a detention center. It's remember the old. It reminds me of my old dorm. That's what it reminds me of. There's a big day center with a big screen TV, ping pong table.
Your junior college had a dorm?
I didn't go to junior college.
Where'd you go?
CSU. CSU.
California State. Colorado State.
And what went terribly wrong? What went so wrong, AJ?
I drank too much one night and got a DWAI.
No, not one night. Not that you killed somebody.
I had a prior in 97, then I got another one in 2000.
Hold on a second. Yeah, it's tough with the DUIs or the DWIs, and I'm not so sure. I always call it DUI driving under the influence, and then maybe east of the Mississippi, it's driving while...
Intoxicated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and straighten that one out. And we used to call them 502s, too.
I know.
No one calls them 502s anymore?
Gone.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll get back with AJ. We'll do all that after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam S. Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. AJ's on the phone. Got himself a couple of DUIs or DWIs. Well, now he's in a little work release program. AJ?
Yeah?
So how much longer are you in the work release program for?
I got 30 more days.
Mm-hmm. All right. How long have you been in?
60 days.
Yeah, it seems like, two DUIs in the course of 3 or 4 years. That doesn't sound like that much.
I think there's more.
Well, they're really tough here in Colorado. They are.
Usually it's three, isn't it?
What's that?
Wasn't there a third, probably?
Nope.
Just two, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
And, what did you blow?
The first one was a .298.
.298. Wow, that's up there.
It was a New Year's Eve, the cliche one. Second one, I had a .04, which isn't really the limit, but Colorado has a law that, there's no priors. If you have a prior, there's no tolerance for a second.
For any alcohol at all?
Any alcohol, yeah.
Wow.
0.04 is...
It could be 0.01.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's half the legal limit, which is, half
actually,
the legal limit.
Actually, legal limit in Colorado is 0.05.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I knew that, because we're trying to get that down here, too.
0.05?
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So basically,
we just focus on the jack-offs that can't turn right when the signal's red, even though no cars are coming. How about we crack down on those motorists, huh? How about the guy in the left lane that's going 56 and holding everybody? How about him? How about that guy? I've driven around the world 5 times drunk. I'm fine. 0.05.
Well, I put this way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead. And listen, here's the thing. I know there's plenty of anguish caused by drunk drivers. 0.04 probably isn't that guy.
No,
but 0.298.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, if Colorado is, that's almost six times the legal limit, right?
Yeah, it's a good number. But the point is that put him in a position with no using while driving, period.
All right. So, because you can get to point, you get to 0.04, not much effort at all.
That's a half glass of wine.
Good times. All right, what's happening? So now you're in a work release program, and what do? You sit in a dorm, you watch TV, and then during the day you rake things?
No. I manage an auto parts store.
Oh, okay.
And what's your question?
Well, hold on 1 second.
He's working.
No, I was standing in front of one of the guards who's a woman. I haven't had any relief at all since I've been in here, and I have not had a wet dream either, so I was just wondering if that was normal.
He's sleeping in sort of a dormitory with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
I think that's enough to inhibit.
Tough to focus.
Yeah. The quiz question is, why wouldn't he even have a wet dream? And, he's 26. He really kind of should be. But there's things that influence your testosterone levels and your sex drive. And
yeah, for instance,
being incarcerated,
all the saltpeter they put in the S on a shingle they feed you guys.
Could be.
All right. Hey, you're fine. You get out soon.
Yeah.
You got a new life there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jenna?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
My doctor's telling me that I need to go to, like, her or, like, Planned Parenthood or something and get a checkup, you know, where, like, they get you in the stirrups.
Right, a pelvic exam.
Yeah. And I feel really uncomfortable with that. Like, I don't like that. And I was thinking that, you know, the last time I had sex was over a year ago, and don't you only get cancer and stuff from warts, which I never had. So
how do you know?
Well, because I got checked after I had sex.
Well, sometimes it can be. So you've had one pelvic exam, right?
Yeah.
And that's the only time you ever had one?
Uh-huh.
And how old were you then?
I was 15.
And no sex since?
Huh?
And no sexual contact since?
Uh-uh.
Well, a case could be made against you getting screened, to tell you the truth. But I do agree with your doctor that you should
be. Who's the doctor? I don't know. Okay, but what do we do in society about everyone just going, just go do it? And you go, like, well, it's not going to... Yeah, well, just go. Just
definitely
go do
by
it.
18, you must do it.
By 18?
Okay, yeah, within the next year or so, you need to do it. It's diligent and proper to do it before then.
Okay.
But it's not. They're loosening up a little bit on the pelvic recommendations.
Yeah, I just keep blaming the lawyers on this one. Mm-hmm. Everyone, we just gotten to this thing where it's like, look, it's not going to happen. It's probably not going to happen. It for sure won't happen. But just go do it anyway. Well, that's great for you. It's not great for the person that has to pay and drive across town and get out of school and take a day off work. Yeah. There's like way too much of that. Just do it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
it's not a bad plan to adopt to some extent as a society, but now we're just getting like way too much into that. You know, I had to have an MRI when I got my hand operated on. It's like, what? It's a cyst. And we're breaking MRI. Why? And we just better do it. Well, how come? You can't tell what it is? Well, no. Let's do it. So $1,000 and 3 hours later and a missed day of work. It's like, yeah, it was nothing. It's what we thought. Meanwhile, you put my head in a trash can while a guy beat it with a wooden spoon for an hour. Going insane, by the way. Head first in that goddamn contraption. But it's that, just better. Everyone's covered. I don't know. Can we take a few more chances?
Well, yes, and people are trying to decide how to utilize health care resources more judiciously. And so things like pelvic exams are being examined.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't need to be as frequent.
There's a finite amount of doctors, stirrups, MRI, trash cans, technicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I have to get everybody? And by the way, how about just giving the people that need it priority, prioritizing? You know, giving priority.
That's true.
All right. I'm true. Can't argue with that. Lana?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, okay. My question's for Dr. Drew. I was born with two heart murmurs, and well, they're normal ones. But and I was recently just got active, you know, in sex and whatnot, and I just wanted to take birth control, but I was wondering if that would affect it in any way.
What do you mean by heart murmurs?
Heart murmurs, they affect the heartbeat and the blood flow of my heart.
No, that's not what a heart murmur is.
What is a heart murmur?
Heart murmur is something the doctor hears when he listens with a stethoscope.
Yeah.
And it's a sign of turbulent blood flow across the valves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what that is?
And it's to have two doesn't make sense. I mean, you wouldn't be talking about having two murmurs. You would say, I have valvular defects, or I have two valves that don't work right.
So is a murmur a constant sound?
No, yeah. it's no. It's between the, it's at some phase in the cardiac cycle. It's usually between the first and second heartbeat. So it's bump, sh, bump, bump, sh, bump, bump, sh, bump.
Yeah. Okay.
So the sh is
going to do a little beatbox.
And there's different kinds of. I'll tell you about murmurs after the break.
We got to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on there, Lana. Don't hang up on Lana.
All right.
She's hot. That's a hot name, that Lana. All right. We'll talk about murmurs. Drew will explain all that after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. The heart murmur person. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's a murmur sound like, Drew?
Boom, sh, boom, sh, boom, sh.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, sh, boom. Mm-hmm. Boom, sh, boom.
All right.
Boom, sh, boom.
A good time. So. All right, Lana.
They have different qualities based on where they are, which valve, and where you hear them when you listen.
And what's it mean normally?
Usually means a valve is either leaking or it has some sort of restriction to inflow or some sort of irregularity on the leaflet, so it creates turbulence.
What do you got to do about it?
Usually nothing, but they can be, you know, it can be serious. You can have holes in the heart and things like that that can cause murmurs.
Mm-hmm. What's happening with you, Lana?
Well, I just like recently got like sexually active, so I mean, I just wanted to know, like, because you always hear like warnings about, oh, this might cause, you know, heart attack or stroke.
I need to know what your murmurs are due to. What's your diagnosis? And no one has given you an echocardiogram or worked this up to see what is causing the murmurs?
No, I've heard, like, I have heard my heartbeat once, you know, like on a mic, like a amplified, you know, system where they showed you a normal heartbeat and then my heartbeat. But I've never really had any, like, diagnosed. I was taken to a specialist when I was an infant, and he was diagnosed it as just, like, I don't know what it was, but it was just normal heart murmurs.
Okay, so incidental murmurs mean nothing, and they usually outgrow them, so you shouldn't have the murmur anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have it anymore.
No, I have it still, because my heartbeat still sounds the way you said it.
Well, it has nothing to do with your heartbeat. All nothing. Right, nothing.
Look, ask your doctor if you can bone down or not.
Yeah, I'm sure you can, but I can't tell you with any confidence unless I knew what your diagnosis was.
She doesn't know.
You need to find out.
All right.
Because you may need to be taking antibiotics before dental work. There's a lot of things that you could need to look for. Yeah.
Antibiotics before dental work.
Yeah, one of the things that happens
your blood system or something?
When there's turbulence across the valve leaflets, bacteria, when they break into your bloodstream, like getting your teeth worked on, that kind of thing, the bacteria stick to the valve leaflets and cause horrible, life-threatening infection.
Yeah. Well, good times.
Yeah, it's good times, huh?
Jesus, I got to go back to the dentist. I'm going to tell you how mature I am. For some reason, I got like in between dentists, and they've not contacted me for like 8 or 9 months. So it's like, oh, I've dodged a bullet here, you know. Meanwhile, I got these two bolts in my tooth. I need crowns on them, you know. I'm just eating like Frankenstein in my goddamn mouth. I got these two big posts.
You never
in
had
there.
That finished?
No.
Why?
Because when they screw these titanium bolts into your jaw,
yeah.
They have to heal, and they have to set, and they have to sit there for like at least 6 months before they can put the crown on.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, because your body has to accept it, essentially.
Sheesh.
Or whatever it is.
Did your body accept it?
Evidently, I'm eating with it now.
Aren't you in a hurry to get the crown on there?
Here's the whole thing: the dentist to me is like. You know what I mean? I'm never in a hurry.
Frankentooth sitting there.
I know. Look at
that. That's ridiculous.
I got a big hole there with two bolts. I just eat on the right side of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Here's the whole thing. It's now been probably a year. I haven't talked to the guy. You know, I don't know where I'm at. Oh. Here's the point. I got to contact him.
Wow.
And you know, calling the dentist is like calling parking enforcement and going, hey, just checking in. Anything on the record? Anything I should be taken care of? Should I? Yeah, you know, there's a part. Maybe there's some stuff out there, and maybe a warrant or two. But it's like you're just driving. I don't want to know. I don't want to stop. You know.
Yeah.
You get the cleanings, and let me tell you something. I've been, I didn't go to the dentist for like 10 years because I never had insurance or anything. I never flossed, never did anything. Then it's like, oh, copious flossing and cleanings every 4 months and stuff. That's same amount. Same stuff. I got evil spit. My spit is bad. I have corrosive spit.
Nice.
That's what I've decided. Hey, here's the thing. It's all hereditary.
Yes.
You can F your teeth up. Don't get me wrong. But if you're going to get cavities, you're going to get cavities.
Yep.
There's people that are 50 have never had a cavity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of their immaculate hygiene?
No.
No. Doesn't matter what you do. I started flossing. They started cleaning. Same thing. Go back every 6 months. There's a cavity.
Nice.
Yeah. But they try to tell you there's something you can do because it keeps their business going. Think about it. It's not hurting to floss, but it doesn't prevent anything. All right, Drew.
That's more for gum disease than caries. So.
All right. It's all good times. Micah?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I can come pretty easy, but my boyfriend cannot. Mm-hmm. And
that's
I feel
switch.
Pretty bad about it. I feel kind of selfish.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that once you're done, you have to stop?
Well, no, I mean, we keep going, and then he'll be like, you know what, I don't think I can go, and I just feel like crap.
So it's not you feel selfish, you feel like you can't satisfy.
I feel bad, I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, because she has like a refractory period?
No, it's that he won't ejaculate, therefore she feels worthless.
I know, but does she have to stop at a certain point,
he stops.
Or he just can never finish?
There's sometimes where he can, and that's... Only when we do, like, anal, and we have sex, like, you know, every weekend, all the time, but we don't see each other for a week.
It's an interesting anal ploy.
Ugh.
It's like two pumps vaginally. Well, that's
it's
not going to work. Jeez, you only been on me for 30 seconds. Believe me, a man knows.
Oh, Micah, wow.
We got to go anal.
17, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Drew, that's considered a late bloomer anally.
I guess so in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's considered a spinstress, an anal spinstress.
Nice.
Micah?
Yeah.
How old is he?
24.
Oh, 24-year-old?
Ugh, he's criminal.
He's too old. He's living in Carson City.
What do you mean lectured? It's not about lecturing. When you're 24, you'll freak out.
I always like, by the way, when people are doing speedballs, then they're like, I know. You're not the first person that told me to stop mixing the coke and the speed and the smoking.
And the heroin.
It's like, I know. Yeah, I know you know. Now stop.
But it's not. It's
spare me the lectures.
Here's the deal. It's like, well, you're the man. Then no, you going to kill yourself? That's up to you. But
all right.
Look,
guy's 24.
Care.
What's he do just for kicks?
He's a computer technician.
Uh-huh. What?
You knew it.
I knew it. Computer tech.
He's legal.
How'd you meet him?
I met him in a bar.
What were you doing in a bar at 17?
I know the bouncer.
Oh, boy, you got that voice, baby doll. What happened to you? Sexual abuse?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That was from a 44-year-old woman who called the show last week. What do you got going? Sexual abuse in the past?
No.
Abandonment.
Abandonment.
Yeah.
Where's your daddy?
He's around. We just don't talk too much.
Was he, when did he move out of the house?
Oh, no, he's living in the house.
He is?
We just don't talk.
Where's Mama? Are they together?
Yeah.
Why don't you two talk?
Don't really have the chance to.
Oh, boy, does she hate him. You know, there's nothing worse than your kid, and this girls, by the way, they get disgusted by you. You know what I mean? They treat you like they treat other guys. Like, he's gross. It's like, he's your dad. You don't have to bone him. He's just your dad, you know? He's gross. Like, do boys ever do that with their moms? Like, what about your mom? Ugh, skank. Big ass. Never do her.
So,
I was really loaded.
Why don't you talk to him?
Never really have the time to, and he doesn't really care to listen to anything I have to say.
All right.
With everything.
Okay. All right. So you're hurt and you're angry and whatever.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
How long has that been going on for? How long?
About 3 years.
Okay. How did it get started? What happened?
My sister became a little princess.
Ah.
Oh, well, that explains everything. Now it's coming clearly into focus.
So the prince came by with the slipper. and fit your sister. Well, okay, listen, Micah, you sound angry at your dad. That's fine. Most 17-year-old chicks don't like their dads that much.
They're more working on their mom more than their dad.
That's a good point, too. The dad just usually sits there while the mom kicks their hymen around the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal, Micah. It's legal, I guess, in Carson City, Nevada, for a 17-year-old to have sex with a 24-year-old. So be it.
I'm going to check that out.
Take it easy on the anal. As far as him not being able to have an orgasm, you guys will work that out together. Don't feel bad. You're having an orgasm. So be it.
I have great concerns about this guy, top to bottom.
I do, too. You're doing everything you can. And how about if you hate dad so much, you start thinking about
yourself,
plans to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's no college in the future unless Carson City has an extensive junior college program. Micah?
Yes. Yeah. I actually plan on going to college.
Right.
For business and 4 years in math, and then I want to be a pilot.
Oh, all right. Don't use that voice, by the way, when you come over the intercom. Like, don't get like
Marilyn Monroe.
Hey, you guys. We'll be flying at an altitude of 36,000 feet. And if you look to the left side of the air, well, we got to wait till we get... We get off the ground. We're going to pass this thing. It's a big ditch. It's like got a hole. I think it's called the Grand Hole or the Big Canyon or something.
16 is the age of consent in Nevada.
All right, that's fine. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Micah?
Yeah?
You're a... are you a senior in high school now?
Junior. Mm-hmm.
Did you just turn 17?
Mm-hmm.
Are you already flying?
I actually have been on a couple trips.
Okay. Where you've been a passenger?
No, co-pilot. Oh,
co-pilot. Now, how'd you get to do that? Your parents have some money or something?
No, I just... Some of my clients.
Your clients?
The people I work for, they own planes or pilots themselves.
Hold on. What do you mean clients?
Oh, dear God.
What do you do?
Carson City is known for...
You're a prostitute?
No.
What do you do? Teenage prostitute?
I don't do this. I'm a toddler... Topless and nude housekeeping.
Topless and nude housekeeping, really?
What?
Drew used to do some nude handymanning to get his way through college.
What?
Nude? Don't pretend like you've never done it. You've never hired a topless or nude housekeeper?
What?
Yeah, they have nude nannying.
What?
Nude tutoring. They have tutors.
Oh, my God.
Asian chick comes by. Just wear nothing but a thong, tutors your kid in math, and piano. They have music teachers. I have nude everything now, Drew. Sparkless guy comes by my house naked, junk flopping around. He's wearing just the boots.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a nude pool guy, nude gardener, leaf blower. That's tough. He's wearing just a huge sombrero and some sandals, and that's it, just a leaf blower. Legs akimbo, nuts flopping around.
What?
She doesn't do it. Micah?
Yeah?
You work for a company that does nude housekeeping?
No, I'm starting to open a company. I do not do the work myself.
Right. Okay.
How did you come upon this work?
Well, she's 17. What? She's a junior in high school. Look, who cares? I'm done talking to Micah. Micah's one of these... She's one of these 17-year-olds that knows everything. I can't stand her.
Mike has a personality disorder.
Yeah, so what?
And she's getting into some weird-ass stuff.
Well, stop.
And I can't figure out what's going on with that family.
They're screwy. Mike is a type. We haven't talked to him in a little while. It's that I know everything. I know what's going on. I'm wise way beyond my years. I'm dating a guy who's 20-something. I'm a junior in high school. I'm going to be a pilot. I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to open my own business. Okay. We'll see you in junior college, Toots. You got the life by the tail. Fine. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, but that's all, as you're picking up, it's like a delusion.
All right. So be it.
It's not you can't make choices if you're not sort of processing in a real
way. She's happier than everyone at this station. So what?
What?
All right. Nude housekeeping crew. Don't play stupid.
What?
Geneva?
I cannot get over that. I thought
they
had
that. I saw
it in Los Angeles.
They don't have it in Los Angeles. Yes, they have nude handymen in Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what? No, but this is Nevada.
I hired some nude day laborers to work on the new house. They're couple.
I'm having a hallucination. Couple extra
bucks an hour, but it really does a lot for the morale on the job. You know what I mean?
To see some
nude guy. These guys, you know, they're not skilled craftsmen, but they'll do a little cinder block work, a little light concrete work. They'll do some forming.
The sack
nude,
adds. Sack adds.
Oh, they wear boots. They'll be wearing the boots.
The attitudes of the clothes.
Yeah, they'll be naked.
Skilled laborers.
Yeah. My skilled guys will usually make them work in their underpants.
Oh, yeah.
High dollar guys.
Mm-hmm. Did you say nude and topless?
I don't know. Geneva?
Hello.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
This question's for Drew. Just recently, 3 weeks ago, my psychiatrist prescribed me Lexapro because for my depression, and I've been going through a serious bout of depression lately. And I saw him earlier today, and he decided to prescribe me Wellbutrin on top of Lexapro because he thought that I needed to to boost my energy.
Right.
And I just wondering why he would do that. I don't know. It just seems like he's over-medicating me or something.
But you must have still been complaining about low energy or perhaps lack of...
Well, right. I mean, he asked me, how is this working, the first 3 weeks? And I'm just like, I don't really feel a difference. And he was like, well, is your energy still low? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't feel a difference. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to prescribe you this. But it's like, he was just like, take it in the morning, don't take it at night because it might keep you up all night.
Right.
And, it might make you anxious. And I'm like, well, I don't know. It's like, what's the difference between that and taking some speed in the morning and feeling good all day? I mean,
it's completely different. Completely different.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like and then I'm also going to be on the pill soon. Yeah. And then he also gave me stuff for sleeping pills.
All right, baby doll. 16.
I just feel, I don't know. It feels like weird to me that I'm on all these pills.
Yeah, what about it, Drew?
Have you been hospitalized psychiatrically?
No.
Are you trying to hurt yourself?
I used to cut myself.
Yep. Well, there you go.
All right, so these are pretty serious psychiatric symptoms. That's why he's trying to find something that's going to work here.
But you stopped cutting yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Well, you say you're going on the pill soon.
Oh, no, that's to regulate my periods because I've been having irregular periods since I started my period.
Uh-huh.
Antidepressant medicine, it's not like you can measure a level of the neurochemicals in your brain and then figure out which medicine you need. You have to keep trying and adjusting and finding something that A, lifts your affect, your mood, and B, doesn't cause untoward side effect, and then C, corrects specifically the depression symptoms you're having. So Lexapro is a very powerful and good medication. It has very limited side effects. Oftentimes, Wellbutrin will be added to that when people are complaining about low energy.
Okay.
That's not experimentation. That's sound practice.
Yeah, well, good times, my boyfriend was molested as a kid. Virgin, really wants sex. Can I talk to Alex?
Sure.
Alex?
Yeah.
Actually,
I wasn't my boy. I don't have a boyfriend. I was molested as a kid.
Oh, okay. What's the BC?
Because.
Oh, because. Really? I gotta get hip.
Yeah.
So you were molested as a kid by whom?
It was a neighbor's friend, or her boyfriend's mother molested me and her and a couple other girls when I was a kid, from my age between 3 and 6.
An adult woman?
No, it was an adult guy.
All right. You said your girlfriend's mother. Neighbor's mother's boyfriend?
No. Okay. No, my friend, when I'm a little kid, my neighbor, my
All
friend...
Right. Who cares? It was a guy.
All right, what's your question?
My question is just that I'm looking just for advice. I mean,
All right.
I'm at my age now, and whenever I grew up religiously sometimes, or was taught religion growing up, it since I have attractions to both sexes, and it makes
all right. So you're confused.
Are you sexually compulsive?
No, I'm not. I can be sexually compulsive if I have a boyfriend, but I haven't had one for over a year. I've stayed.
So you have a girlfriend now?
No, I don't have a girlfriend right now. I actually, my whole life, I've always been really shy to females.
Mm-hmm. So you're gay?
He's bisexual. Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
So it sounds like somebody bent your antenna a little bit when you were younger and scrambled your signal a little bit. And now there's some ambivalence and some confusion. Well, how's the rest of your life going, other than the dating part?
Well, I've held my job for 7 years, even though I dropped out of high school. I'm
good.
Very close to getting my GED.
All right. That's going to make you a million. And don't bother with that GED, everybody. That thing is S-H-I. Well, you know what I'm saying. That GED is worthless. And what are you doing? What kind of job? What kind of work do you do?
I actually work in fast food. By the way,
hold on a second. It's easy to keep your job in fast food. You got to quit. You got to quit, or you got to take a dump in the salad bar.
Oh my God, they don't fire you.
You work there for 4 months, and you realize, hey, I'm getting $5.55 an hour, and this sucks. I got to get the hell out of here. Nobody quits.
Nobody quits? Nobody gets
fired. Nobody gets fired. Yeah, I mean, you're there for they'll keep you there for 100 years if you're stupid enough to stand behind the grill for 100 years.
Well, here's the deal with Alex. He's conflicted about his values as they contrast with the drives he has and his sexual orientation and whatnot. And if he wants to try to sort this out, there are treatments out there, that not to try to switch his orientation, but to just kind of bring him to terms with all this. And particularly if he's been a sexually compulsive, which is a common consequence of sexual abuse,
right?
There are 12-step programs and treatment centers are dedicated to that sort of
thing. So what should he do?
Well, there's the Meadows down in Arizona, the Del Amo Treatment Center here in Los Angeles.
He's calling from Dayton, Ohio.
He could call these places and get the referrals out in his area.
Oh, really? All right. Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do at the fast food place?
I'm a shift manager, actually.
Shift manager. That's good.
That's the guy that used to kiss bust your chops.
Oh, my God. Ken, kiss my ass.
Well, I just
time to lean, time to clean. I knew it was time for me to go when I heard the. When I used to work at the McDonald's out in Studio City, and I knew it was time to go when I heard that time to lean, time to clean mantra that Ken, big fat manager, used to yell at me all the time. And then the other thing too was you didn't walk in and punch in. You walked in, went down to the basement, jumped into your polyester brown gi, and then went up and punched in. There was no punching in, you know, because God forbid you spend a minute and 28 seconds punched in when you're actually changing into the crazy outfit you got to wear for that godforsaken place.
Wow.
Oh, and then sweeping and mopping, $2.35 an hour, taxes taken out.
It's my first job, $1.69.
Really? Is that minimum wage?
Yep.
Where was it?
It was sweeping streets, basically.
Sweeping streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the streets were made
$1.
Of gold. $1.69 minimum wage. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. But did you have taxes taken out?
Of course.
It's great.
Of course.
It's great.
$1.25 an hour.
After taxes, yep. I was just working. My cuticles smell like onions for months after I quit that dump. Sweeping and mopping out there.
I remember when it went up to $5 an hour, and I was like, oh, my God.
What, minimum wage?
Yeah.
When did you go up to $5 an hour?
Is it like five and a quarter?
No, it's like $6.50 or something now.
No, I know, but I remember when it went up to...
I know. It sounds like a ridiculous amount.
Yeah,
so you're getting $1.69. I was getting that $2.15 or $2.35.
Well, I went to $2.15. I remember that one, yeah. That was huge.
We broke the $2 an hour barrier. So, guy, I would work like, I'd work like, during the summer, work like a 17 to 20 hour week. I'd walk with like $42, maybe. Oh, no. I'd walk with like $28. That's good times.
Money in them days.
All right, Alex, you stick with it there, buddy. Shift manager. Don't beat yourself up. You like guys, fine. You like girls, fine. And take care of yourself. And you got to get a little therapy. And don't worry about God.
Step.
God wants you to get therapy.
12-step would help him.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. Venereal warts. I use it myself.
That's you.
What I sound like.
Yeah.
George?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
You had gland problems?
Well, I have a pituitary tumor, so I didn't go through puberty naturally.
Yeah.
I delayed puberty.
Yeah.
So I was diagnosed when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had surgery and everything, and then they gave me testosterone, and then I went through puberty then. But, like, my genitals and stuff never, like, kind of, you know, went through the changes.
Never grew.
Like, what's that?
They never grew?
Yeah, they never grew, not really, no.
Ooh. So they haven't grown from when or since when?
Since I went through puberty, like, so, like, I have hair and stuff, but, like, everything's really small down there.
Mm-hmm. What size are you coming in at?
Like grapes and Vienna sausage.
Oh, bad times.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those cocktail weenies.
How long have you been on the testosterone?
Since I was 18, so what, four,
6 years.
Five, 6 years.
Oh. Have you talked to the endocrinologist about that particular issue?
Well, he said that since, like, I'm not making the gonadotropins, like, my testes will be small, but I was curious about the penis size.
Yeah, who cares about the sack? What about the jack?
Yeah, the phallus should lengthen and, you know, elongate and enlarge.
It'd be nice.
So I would be asking him, why not? What's going on here?
Well,
should I be taking more, like, Androgel?
That's what I would wonder. I can't tell you that, but that needs to be discussed with your endocrinologist.
Point is at 24, what are the chances the joint's going to make a move?
I don't know.
In a race?
I don't know.
But you, not good.
It's not as good as if you were 15, that's for sure. But there's a book called Man Made by a guy named Ken Baker where he had a prolapse.
Yeah, I called before. I read the book.
How'd you like it?
Yeah, that was great.
Was that your,
met him before.
Was that your experience?
Wow.
Yeah, I have a prolactinoma like him, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Wow. All right.
Yeah. So you got to talk to your endocrinologist.
Yeah, talk to your endocrinologist. Yes.
Now, he's somebody that then you would probably have talked to Dr. Alter.
Oh, really? Yeah, Dr. Alter will stretch your junk out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Give you some tissue from a corpse. Inject that right into your dork.
Is that what he was doing?
Well, he did it. Yeah, he did it to me during the commercial break. No, the only way to really, here's how you make your penis larger. You clip the ligaments, and then you put weights on it, essentially, because you got to keep it pulled out.
But he's got a girth issue here.
And then the girth issue is addressed by grafting on some skin, and that skin is, or some cells on the penis, some like human cells, and those are from cadavers.
Nice.
So, you know. Like I said, that donor sticker on my wallet, I thought I was going to give sight to a blind person or, you know, give some retarded kid my kidneys or something, you know, when I buy it on the motorcycle.
Penis to George.
Meanwhile, dork's going to George. Fantastic. Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew. Actually, Adam, I wanted to ask you one thing really fast. Mm-hmm. In your crusade for pies over cakes, where does cheesecake fall?
Cheesecake's perfectly acceptable.
Perfectly acceptable. All right, good, because that's the best stuff in the world anyways.
And right, any, hold on. Let me explain something. Anything that is the size of essentially a small hubcap and weighs 30 pounds falls.
It's got to be good.
It's more of a weight, volume, and density issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that big, flat old sheet cake size of a manhole cover. Chick lift it with one hand. You know what I mean? It's nothing. It's nothing. I like cheesecake's a block of calories.
Yeah.
Good. By the way, there's nothing better than cheesecake. Could anything be worse for you than cheesecake?
No.
I mean it.
And they've perfected making it worse. We'll throw in some caramel. We'll put in some whipped cream on it. We'll put chocolate through it. It's
It's always great. It's always great when they start putting the fruit, the cherries, and stuff on it. Oh, okay. Now I'm getting hungry. What's happening, Paul?
Wanted to ask Dr. Drew about problems associated with use of prescription amphetamines for ADD.
Which ones?
Particularly, risks of abuse and becoming dependent on it.
Well, I have a pretty radical opinion about this. Mm-hmm. My opinion is that if you have a parent who's an alcoholic and you have ADD, you have that gene for alcoholism addiction.
All right. Well, I have no history of alcoholism in my family.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Go ahead, Drew.
And if you suspect you have that genetic heritage, for whatever reason, you must get off the stimulants at 18. And the scientific data suggests that before 18, there is significant benefit to being derived from being on them. After 18, it's been my experience that it frequently activates addiction. So you have to switch over to clonidine or Wellbutrin.
Okay? The non-stimulant ones, pretty much?
And even I've had people going out on Provigil and Strattera and all the ones that aren't supposed to be amphetamine-like. They seem to weakly activate addiction.
Okay.
And they're really not supposed to. It almost doesn't even make sense physiologically, but I've seen it happen.
All right, but you know, with good times, you know.
Zebulosa.
Galal. Aaron.
Hello.
You're 19.
Yeah. I had a question. Okay, so I was wondering if it's normal that like after intercourse, I get like real hyper for like the next 5 to 10 minutes, but that's like until I get like this sudden urge to like urinate real bad. And not only that, but, like, a little bit later after that, I, like, get really wet, and I was wondering if that's, like, cum. And if it is, like, is it normal to cum after intercourse?
Well, it's not remnants from the guy's seed, is it? No? No, that's you?
Yeah.
He doesn't? He pulls out?
You mean you suddenly lubricate a bunch?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what that's about. The urge to pee is from irritation of the urethra. It has nothing to do with the hyperness. The hyperness is due to the neurochemicals that surge in your brain that God is using as a giant joke on humanity, which is he surges us with serotonin, so the males want to go to sleep and the women want to go run a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like talk a marathon. That's where you get a lot of that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, it's like, here's what happens. Like, oh, boy. Oh, I'm really bushed. You know what Tammy at work said today? Now it's double impact, because not only do you not normally care what Tammy said at work, but now you got nothing in you. Sack empty. No incentive. The only Tammy in work, the only incentive to listen to that god-awful story is because, you know, he had like half a boner. Now it's gone. Now it's like, oh, Christ, now. What is that, Drew? Why do they get Gabby? What's going on?
Norepinephrine.
Norepinephrine. Energy. I hate that writer.
Yeah.
All right. What is norepinephrine? That's what they get?
That's what they get. We get the serotonin. It's
bad times.
Good times.
Don't look at me. Don't look.
Here it
don't
is.
Look at me.
That's what it sounds like.
Give you something to smile about.
It's so true, though.
It never gets old, Drew.
Yeah, it's okay.
Never.
It's so true.
One more time, Anderson. That's how never getting old it is. I will hear it back to back and laugh.
Don't
cue it up again.
Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about. Twinkie hole, baby. Woo!
See? Always funny, Drew.
Always.
Never not funny. always funny.
Oh, that dang.
All right, fooled around with cousin as a kid. Francis female. Elvis up here from Riverside.
I'll take him.
For Christ, it's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
Elvis?
What's up?
You're 18?
Mm, I'm, right. I'm about to turn 19.
All right. So that makes you how old?
18.
Yeah.
Almost drinking.
18.
All right, what's up?
Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ.
What's happened to Elvis?
Didn't I tell you that was going to be a nightmare?
Yes.
Elvis from Riverside. It's a disaster. All right, let's cut our losses.
Let's take a break.
Yeah. All right, we'll be.
No, we gotta go back. Come on.
To Elvis.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
All right, Elvis.
Yeah.
What happened there?
My brother was holding the line for me. I had to take out the trash.
Well, that wasn't even Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's fine. I didn't want to talk to the other guy. That's all right. We don't have to talk to the brother. We talk to Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis, right, hold on a second. And by the way. This is River. You want to know what Riverside is like?
Yeah.
This is it. Guy's arguing over who's taking the garbage out at midnight. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Elvis
right
after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. It's too late for you guys to call. Let's get back to the phones.
Yeah, we lost Elvis. Hung
All out. Right. Well, let me think about how I feel about that. You know what? I'm over it.
Good. I thought you were going to go, huh? What?
Let me think. Okay, let me try that.
Yeah.
Let me think how I feel about Elvis hanging up. Huh? What? No. What?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No,
so
I'm okay.
Keep going.
Oh, no.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Wow. Stacy.
Stacy, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah, I had sex for the first time unprotected because I just started to pill.
Right.
And I was wondering, after I had sex, like after the guy ejaculated inside me, all the semen came out. Is that normal?
That is normal.
No, you normally belch it up in the form of a huge bubble.
From your mouth?
Yeah. And then you float. Yeah,
Stacy.
Until a woodpecker lands on it and hits it.
I mean, just what do you think?
Well, maybe absorb it or something, you know?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what was supposed to happen. I was just wondering.
It's got to go somewhere, and you don't need every drop of it.
Yeah. And Drew, what would you rather, hypothetically, semen on or semen in? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? No.
As a
girl?
As a girl or a guy, like, how ghastly a feeling must that be with the guys and the anal sex? The semen going in you?
Well, people...
People
like...
Think about
that. Women like that.
I know they do, but think about your ass for a moment.
No, thank you.
That would be...
Brutal.
It'd be brutal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, if it went on, you'd never get it out. Never out.
Yeah.
It just, for me, would never be there. Never get out.
Peanut butter and the shag carpet.
Listen, if a guy finished... On me,
on your
in bottom. That area, in the rear area,
yeah.
Forensic team could show up 30 years later.
Oh, a new episode,
plenty enough DNA evidence
CSI.
To convict this guy and his whole family.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just never would come out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, all the other guys that they detect too, though.
Yeah, it'd be like, which guy? We got to date and mark these things. They'd put little tags on my ass, you know, December
little flags.
You know, there's something they'd have to estimate. Mid 80s, 84 to 87. We
carbon
estimate.
Data, yeah.
All right. She's fine, right?
Yeah, she's fine.
All right. Let's talk to Lidibet. Lidibet.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, honey bunch?
I've been having sex for the last 4 years, and I've never had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
That would be normal. You're a little bit young to be expecting that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have friends that have orgasms. Do you have any other way to have orgasms? Do you masturbate or oral sex?
I don't masturbate.
Oral sex?
No, really? Well, la-di-da. Her Highness doesn't masturbate, Drew.
Oral sex?
Sometimes, yeah.
And you have an orgasm that way?
No. I've never had one at all.
Why do you have sex if it's so unsatisfying?
It's kind of... I don't know. I just kind of do.
It's nice to be loved.
This is, again, that lack of
boyfriend
for a male. That's hard to understand. That no drive. No,
yeah. By
so
the way, this
it.
Is what you're talking about at the top of the show with the PET scans or CAT scans or MRIs. Which one is
functional
it? PET
MRIs,
scans?
Functional MRIs.
What's the difference between what? I had the dysfunctional MRI where I put my head in a trash can. And
this shows
his
metabolic activity in certain areas.
That's a functional MRI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas the guys light up like a tiger seeing us a wounded gazelle.
Yeah.
And these chicks kind of like, meh.
I do that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'll hold still.
Whoa.
Yeah. Imagine what it's like now, chicks being us. See what I'm saying?
A man thinks about sex like 8 times a minute or something. Women, it's like 8 times an hour. And even then, it's in a different context without the drive and the hunger and
stuff.
Is that
a new sweater?
You thinking about sex?
Well, I'm just, you're filling it out nicely. You've been working out. I can see you've been working out. I mean, obviously, you take care of yourself.
That's good.
I like a man who takes care of himself.
I told you. Not you and I. Not in that way.
Can I pass along a compliment without giving you a street style reach around?
Yes,
see, Drew, he takes care of himself. He's not as attractive older gentleman. I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just saying, look, obviously you work out, you have some pride in your look, and people notice.
We're out there with Elizabeth, though.
Right? Oh, we are? We're not? Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm just really, I just didn't notice you filling out the sweater, that's all. Lilibeth?
Yeah.
Okay.
So women under 20 often don't have orgasm. Mm-hmm. Most women never have orgasm during intercourse, mm-hmm. ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've got to sort of work on that if you're going to ever become orgasmic.
And you're having sex since 13, huh?
Which is troubling to us.
Yeah, what's up?
Mm.
All right. Sure, there's new sweats.
No, I'm wearing jeans.
Well, jeans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Because
I thought that was cat. Oh. That's you
tight
on me? Is that a masculine stain?
It's masculine. I'll get that right out. Yeah, Drew, really?
Male
really
protein stain?
Really fills out those jeans nicely. Mike?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You're 24. What's going on?
Not much. I got a question for Dr. Drew about antidepressants.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, I used fluoxetine 2 years ago for about 3 to 4 months, and it really messed me up sexually, and so I stopped using it with my doctor's permission.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, just because of school and stuff, I want to start taking something again, though. And I was wondering if there's something on the market now that's better for that than others.
Fluoxetine is Prozac.
Right. Yeah.
And Prozac, And Prozac shuts you down more than anything.
Okay.
So, yes, there are a number of things out there you can try. The ones that are least likely to change your sex drive is Cerazone, Wellbutrin, or Remeron.
Okay.
All right, and then there's a new one called Lexapro that's very effective. It's less likely to shut you down than the Prozac, but more so than the other three.
Yeah, but good times,
No, not really, actually. Oh. It's very frustrating.
Yeah,
sorry,
Prozac,
buddy.
Zoloft does shut you down pretty good.
Yeah. But they shut you down, but you know you're shut down, and it's frustrating, right?
Well, no. Most guys, they don't really realize it. They're like, because I had a friend who was taking Zoloft, and he was in therapy, and his therapist was like, hey, you got to go out, you got to meet with him. He's like, I'm not.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't. A year later, he's like, hey, what the hell's going on here? I'm not interested in that. What?
Hi, but I thought you said, or maybe you're saying it with women then, where
women
shut down, and they know they're shut down,
women,
and it bothers them.
It bothers them because even physical contact looks like, ugh, like what are they doing?
Right.
It's just so
bizarre. They're
almost repulsed by
it. Yeah. It's like my ex-girlfriends, when you talk to them about being with me, they're always like, ugh.
Yeah, they shudder.
They can't get clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys are like, yeah, if I could just had one more crack at her, that'd be great. And chicks are like, ugh. Here's the one I like. Here's the one. And guys never give this one. Here's a chick line. Ugh, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Guy never said that about a sexual conquest.
No, he's cataloging.
Yeah, maybe he got a little drunk and got with something that may have been a step or two below his normal standards, but he never gives that shiver, what was I thinking?
Yeah, he knows what he was thinking.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, I was with a group, I was doing some work for Trojan Condom. I think I mentioned this, we were doing some magazine stuff, and in the room were these people talking about men and women, and they were talking about what happens if they're, you know, when they're having sex, and these women are going, oh yes, I shut my eyes and I feel my whole body and my feelings. The guys are like, huh? And we were talking about how visual guys are. This one guy in the room goes, yeah, I have to look at, you know, I have to look at body parts. And she goes, don't you ever close your eyes? She goes, yeah, sometimes when I'm not really into the girl I'm looking at, I have to close my eyes and visualize a part of my old girlfriend that I found arousing.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, but good times. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, y'all. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm going to New York tonight for a little Comedy Central business. You can catch me on
when can we what? Yeah, when can we see that?
It doesn't air for like another month.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, I'll be on the Stern next... well, I'm telling people I'm out for
Friday.
Thursday. Yeah, Stern Thursday, I think, sitting in for a couple hours. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
What?
All right. Nude housekeeping,
what?
Drew. Don't play stupid.
What?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.